Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I am the co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Haru Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today we will be talking about the varying degrees of maturity. The varying degrees of maturity. So we talked about the varying degrees of acceptance last week, right? So now we're going to talk about a different level of acceptance, which is maturity, is when you accept something, but you allow it to resonate. You know, you allow it to resonate on different variations on different scales. So that is maturity. Maturity is when you can when you don't have to necessarily accept it, and you can also, which is the polarity, unaccept it, but allow it to cohabit space or allow it to be into your vicinity without being disruptive or being thrown off balance because of it. You have to be able to live around people and things and ideas that you're not necessarily with, but you don't break down and start getting chaotic once you're around these things. It's very important that we do that. That's called maturity. You know, you don't have to be pro-gay to live around gay people. You know what I mean? That's called maturity. You don't have to go around bashing or disrespecting other genres or of people, Hispanics or Asians, or you don't have to go disrespecting people just because you necessarily don't get along with them or respect their beliefs or views or different religions. Just because you just don't like Christianity doesn't mean you have to go bash them. And a lot of today's society, we're in a groove of bullying. They talk about anti-bullying, but it wouldn't even be a thing if it wasn't encouraged by society. Capitalism invokes a prideful, diminishing type attitude. You know, capitalism is always eat or be eaten. So you're going to have, it tells you if you have to step on somebody, if you have to stab them in the back, if you have to do anything to get ahead, to do it. So that goes back into, are you going to do what society drives you to do? Are you going to be mature enough to allow that to exist, but don't be swallowed up by it? That takes certain levels of maturity. And don't get me wrong, family, it's like I said, it's different levels. So we're going to talk about this today. So the basic level of maturity is just being able to accept yourself. Accept yourself, family. Accept yourself for who you are without labels. So before you're a husband, before you're a wife, before you're a student, before you're black, before you're white, before you're Asian, before you're Hispanic, before you're whatever you are, what does your energy gravitate more to? What do you like doing just for the pure enjoyment, and you can spend hours and hours on end doing these things and it brings you fulfillment? What is that? Whatever that is your true nature. That is the true focal point where the basis should be built off of. If not, if society is driving your basis, if money is the keen urge of your ideas and goals, then you're not being true to yourself. That's the basic level of maturity, is being true to yourself. You have to be mature enough to be true with yourself, or else anything else in life is not important. It don't matter if we're talking about space, the sea, all these different theories. It doesn't matter if you're not true to yourself. All of it is none and void. We can stop talking now. You can finish the podcast. You can hit pause and then talk. And then once you've dealt with this, you can come back in a couple weeks or a month or a year, however long it takes, and then you can finish the rest of this podcast, because this is the point where you kick into gear. This is the point where you realize that you fit a criteria that is incomplete moving forward, and that is you lack vision and knowledge of self. Vision and knowledge of self is the first acceptance, and that is the first level of maturity. When you accept that and you allow all those other things to still exist, you know, going to the strip, I never was a strip club guy. Like most men, see that category I just put myself in? Most men, even though I'm bigger than that, You know what I'm saying? Even though I'm bigger than that, that's the category I was born to because I have male organs. You know what I'm saying? But that's not the necessary category that I always fold to when it comes to every decision and every idea that is arrived. A lot of men have wrong conceived notions about a lot of things. However, we just like to fold to the tide because majority rule, mob rule society. So we just fold with what everybody else says. No, it's time for an awakening. It's time for a realization, and that is maturity. To be mature enough to say no when 1,000 other people are saying yes, when 1,000,000 other people are saying yes. Not just for the sheer enjoyment of being opposite or being on the polarity, but just because you realize that there is a contradiction or a misconception in what's going on. So that is the first level of maturity, acceptance of self. It don't matter where you are. I don't care if you're in the president's house or you're in your mom's house. If you're in your cousin's play, recital, whatever. I don't care where you are. Wherever you are, you need to be true to yourself. And that doesn't mean be disrespectful. That doesn't mean be obnoxious. It just means to let your energy flow free willingly. If that's a space there that you don't want to be, allow yourself to be free enough to move and not be restricted to that space. You know, if somebody's telling you that you can't be, are you too loud? You know, we don't like you around here, then leave. You know what I'm saying? Don't allow somebody to dim your light just because you want their family or you got certain ties to them and you want to be around them. Do not dim your light, family. I spent a lot of my younger years, dimming my light because I felt as though people around me needed more attention and needed more, you know what I'm saying, needed more care. And that was a part of the not knowing myself. That was part of the minimizing myself. That was a part of the abuse that I was doing to myself, beating up on myself because of prior situations and prior past traumas. And not allowing myself to heal. But allowing yourself to heal is realizing and being mature enough to realize that you need love and care. And you have to be the one to give it to you. And it starts with accepting who you are and loving who you are. That's the first level of maturity. So like I said, family, if you have not hit those points when it comes to societal maturity, you know what I'm saying? That we don't even need to talk about that if you have not hit the self maturity. It's always with self. It always starts with self. Anything you want to do, start a business, you know, starting a family, you know, whatever it is, you know, because creating a infrastructure for, you know, a model for something or making art, it all starts with self. It's all a reflection of self. So next step is the different levels of maturity in society. So now we came to self-realization. We accept the things that we do. So now we have to, the next level is accepting the things that go on in society. Not to the point where we agree with them or we're joining in with them, but to the point that it doesn't disrupt our energy. We cannot be a ticking time bomb waiting for things we don't agree with to set us off. You have to be in the same room with things that make you uncomfortable. I'll be in a room with white supremacists. You know what I'm saying? I'll be in a room with, you know, neo-Nazis and, you know, all types of, you know, uneducated individuals. You know, a lot of celebrity fans and, you know, the rappers and the singers. I'll be in this room with them even though I don't necessarily respect how they live and who they promote. I'll be in a room with the wealthiest families and stuff like that. I'll be in a room with them even though I don't respect them. I will be in that room. You know why, family? It's because, not because of no, I'm trying to investigate or nothing like that. It's because we occupy the same space. We occupy the same atmosphere, the same environment. All of this is affected by us just the same. So once we put somebody on a pedestal to have control of our emotions, then that person has control over how we feel next. And that is too much power to be given away just because you don't understand or you are hurt by a certain action that this person has done. It doesn't make any sense. Nobody deserves to have that power. Now, if you want to make an action, you want to devise a plan, or you want to just, you know, be, you know, find out what's going on the other side, and you want to see how the other people live, that's fine too. If you just want to be doing do it for research. But I suggest just let live and letting live. Everything that's meant to happen is going to happen. If you push certain energies in certain ways, it's going to prevail. Period. If you promote yourself to a certain energy field, I want to find out about, you know, land and how land started being sold. When was the first land deal made? You know, because I want to know, when did people start selling land to other people? You know what I'm saying? As a commodity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, finding it out, you'll get the answers once you start putting it out into the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Finding out when did Rockefeller take over the banking system? Finding out these things can be easy, and they don't have to be so troublesome. You know, because that's when the maturity level comes in, where people get lost in the rabbit hole when it comes to society, when it comes finding out the esoteric and the occult meanings behind a lot of these sigils and a lot of these companies and a lot of these families that control the way we live in society. People get lost in this so-called rabbit hole. That's the most I've ever heard, like, when people talk about, you know, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, and, you know, I tried to research it, but I get lost in the rabbit holes. I just live and let live. And so I'm like, okay, so live and let live isn't being careless. Live and let live is being conscious. So you're still aware. You're just allowing those things to occupy space. So knowing about the Elohim, knowing about the Kabbalah, knowing about King Arthur's plan, knowing about the ancient mysteries, the Egyptian mystery systems, the comedic mystery, comedic principles, knowing about these things brings a knowledge and power to your presence. Now you know how to navigate through these energy fields and even mass energy fields of your own, and even create safest places for people that you deal with and so on and so forth. You become a force rather than a tool. And that's very important, because when you mature to a societal level, like I said, you live and let live to a higher degree. Like I said, most people look at this as a carefree thing, or live and let live. That means you can just let anything go on around you, and that doesn't mean that. Because you can live and let live and set standards and draw lines and be just as free-flowing as you want to be. It's just all about to the varying degree. So to the degree of maturity that you push yourself to. It's all about that, family. The degree of maturity. So that's what society, we talked about society, and we talked about with self. We talked about society, we talked about with self with the degrees of maturity. So now we have to look at the point of when it comes to business, the levels of maturity when it comes to business. A lot of the time we start business and we don't accept the fact that we have to compete in this business. So that means accepting the fact that, you know, we're going to have to put a lot of money in. We're going to put a lot of time in. We're going to put a lot of effort in. And this is something starting at a base level. So look at how the history of how the competitors and the leading factors of this, of whatever field you're in, find out how they got started and what was the environment like, what was the social standards, what was the area they went in. Find out all these things so that you know what I'm saying, so you have the knowledge, so you have a blueprint. Because you're going in stuff without a blueprint, a lot of us start businesses, and then that's immature. You do it prematurely, and that's immature. So when we do things prematurely, we don't necessarily end well. And we want to talk about, you know, the different levels of maturity that start doing a more blueprint. So if you want to open a vegan restaurant, find out, you know, what area has the most fitness spots or gyms where people are, you know what I'm saying? Find out what would be a good spots so that you can start imprinting your brand and implementing what you want to do. That's a different layer when it comes to business, because a lot of people don't look at business maturity, but that's a lot of things. Before you buy a building, you know, how can I best utilize this building? Oh, it's right by the lake. Oh, I can do Airbnbs. I can buy this house and I can flip it for this. Oh, it's in foreclosure, so I could do this for this and then not put this into that and then turn it into this. You know, have these plans already drawn up. That's what a vision is. A varying degrees of maturity when it comes to business is realizing that you don't want a dream, right? Everybody wants the American dream. No. Make you a personal plan. And that personal plan is a different level of maturity when it comes to business. So, until next time, family, I appreciate you. I respect you. And I just want to say I thank you for listening for another week. So if you have any additional questions, go to www.thebeingblack2020.com, or you can find us on Twitter, beingblack2020, Facebook, beingblack, and TikTok, beingblack2020. So all those things, family, make sure you check us out. Ask questions, get involved, and don't forget to be yourself.